Aman, ya aman.
Aman is the peace of the soul. And then I'm saying in this song that it's the best medicine against all the craziness from the human, and especially now.
Aman, ya aman, yeah.
There's more and more aman, needs of aman, of this peace. And then I'm saying this song that if we really want the peace in the world, then we have to go and find this peace inside ourselves. Because love is the best medicine. But to be able to love myself, I need to be in peace with myself. Then I can exchange peace with the other. I'm saying also in this song that when I have a heart who's open, when I don't judge the other, but when I listen to them and I have compassion and I'm joyful, then my house becomes joyful and then I'm shining. So, and if I shine, then the one just near my neighbor going to shine too.
Amen.
Tell me a bit about the Comores and what you've taken from there and brought into your music.
I love the rhythm. I love the rhythm in Comores. And more I'm interested in the Sufi. This part from my dad's family, where I come from.
Your great-grandfather was a Sufi master, is that right?
Yes. He himself was coming from the Prophet Muhammad Rasulullah too, and he had really the love. I can feel him on me. I'm taking this Sufi, I want to say music, rhythmic ceremony, because they are healing ceremony. And I'm mixing with my guitar, like I like to say, Afro-Sufi roots or Muslim gospel.
La vie, oh yo, la vie, maman, oui. La vie est chemin d'expérience. Oh, la vie est chemin d'expérience, à chacun sa cadence. Danse, danse ta vie, oh, bah, oh, à Shangama, oh, Ondoa.
So I'm taking from my heritage, my ancestor from Comoros, and I will say East Africa, and I'm mixing with my John Bez style, because it's also my heritage. Because I did listen John Lennon, and I did listen Bob Marley, and all these people were speaking about love and peace too.
And you were also a guitarist with a band in the 1980s, weren't you?
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
And you were the first woman in the Comores to play guitar on stage in public.
Yes, you're right. Oh, you know a lot about me. Yes, it was in 1985, and then, yeah, it was hard this time. I was beaten after that, so it wasn't easy.
You were beaten?
Yeah, my uncle came in 1985 and he tried to explain me. He said, you know, in our family we cannot let the first woman playing guitar like a man coming from our family. That's not possible. I mean, at home they was playing. And when I was playing guitar at home, when I was 7, 8, 10, 11, it was cute. They was happy, the parents. But then when I begin to say I'm going to do that on stage, whoa.
Prends la leçon de ta vie, oh. Hey, wah, wah, enjoy la, enjoy la, no.
But I can tell you today, my mom come on my show. this uncle come on my show, and they're all happy and proud. And now there's some young, new generation woman in Comoros who study guitar. They're not yet like playing on stage, but they're practicing and they want to become professional. So I did open the way, and that's a great.
Ouh, yele, ouais, ou pare, ouais, au rythme de ta cadence, mais danse, danse ta vie, oh.
How much were you influenced by your mother? Because I believe she was also a rather strong woman.
Oh, yeah. You know, my mother, she's in this generation also of peace, love and rock and roll, you know. And then she was from the first woman who decided to work, to have a job like a man. She decided to take out
to stop wearing the veil.
Yeah. And then also in this time, wow, it was a revolution. And then also she did something, she's not proud, but me, I'm so proud of her. Because she didn't study about Karl Marx, about all revolution, no. It's just that she was married 4 times, and then every time she's the one who asked to divorce, which is really rare. I mean, she say that the Quran say that the man have the right to have lots of women, if they can care about them, etc., and etc. But the first one have the right to say no. If the first woman or first wife refuse to open, then the man cannot become polygam, or then they have to divorce. So my mom said, I know about the Quran, so if my husband beat me, if my husband don't make love enough to me, or if my husband wants a new wife and I don't want, so I have the right to divorce. Like we say in French, les chiens ne font pas des chats, you know. Yeah. Dog don't make cats, you know.
You're in a direct line from women who have their own mind.
Yeah.
And indeed, we can see this in the way that you live your faith, this form of Islam called Sufism.
Je pense que nous sommes la goutte d'eau de la vague de l'océan.
We are just a drop of water in the waves, in the ocean.
From the ocean. So yeah. It just means that it's symbolic. We can imagine that God is the ocean. So we are a drops of that. So we are. We are part of God.
Erina barakae mama yehuwa rikena baraka.
It's true that more and more I'm singing Sufi music because I just love it. I think that the more I get older, the more my divine power needs his place. And also I practice more. So.
And what does that mean? Does it mean praying 5 times a day?
No. I pray all the time.
Now, while you're preparing a new album, just give us a sense of the kind of color that you would like to give it to it.
It's a Sufi, but like I call it, like Afro-Sufi roots. And I want it to really to hear it's my gospel. And I want to go to South Africa. And I'm in connection now, looking for gospel, traditional, from South Africa.
A women's choir?
No, mixed. No. Mixed. I'm open. For me, the more important is not that you are man or woman, but it's more what do you share? What is your sound? So I'm more open with that. And I think for a choral, it can be even more powerful to have bass. All the women cannot sing bass like that. And to have the up also, and to have all the, you know, 40 people singing. To make my CD, I want professional. No, the real one.
Okay.
Zulu style.
Exactly. Nawal, thank you so much for sharing your vision and your music with us.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. mama wa mabaraka ukwezi
ike na baraka
mama wa mabaraka eri
ike na baraka
mama wa mabaraka ukwezi
ike na baraka
mama wa mabaraka eri
ike na baraka
mama wa mabaraka ukwezi
ike na baraka
mama wa mabaraka
Mama